This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya dzirikuitika muZimbabwe. Tirikutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America urimu Washington DC.
Le Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Maniro akanaka vateereri, tinosangana zvakare maniro anhasi uri musi wemugovera Nyamavhuvhu 6, 2016. Munotibata pa 909 AM 4930 kana pa 6065 ne 15460 kHz pa shortwave. Munokwanisawo kutinzwa paintanet pawebsite yedu inoti www.voashona.com. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini Blessing Zulu ndiri muWashington DC ndichiti ezvine zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi. Vashandi nevashandirwi vozeya mutemo wevashandi kana kuti Labour Act asi pasina kuwirirana.
Tinomirira zvido zvevakarwa hondo nekuti isusu tinora pane an act of parliament yakaitwa isiyo yokuti munhu anoita zvinhu nokuti anoda here kana kuti haadi, asi kuti anototeedzera mutemo.
Sangano revakarwa hondo reZimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association rinoti harisi kuzomanikidzwa kudyidzana neZANU PF. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemusoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi dzichiuya kwamuri dzichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Munyori mukuru musangano reZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions kana kuti ZCTU vaJafet Moyo vanoti vashandi vashandirwi nehurumende vari kuita misangano yetripartite negotiating forum kuti vawandudze mutemo wevashandi weLabour Act sekurudziro yakapiwa neInternational Labour Organization. Mukuzeya nyaya iyi tabata vaMoyo.
Tripartite negotiating forum iyo zvino iri kutogara yakanangana nekuti tinga chinja sei mtemo unonangana nekushanda nekushandirana tingati labor law reform. Ndipo paino kufokasa iyo zvino sezvatinoziva kuti inyaya yakatsiririza kuILO ILC kuGeneva gore rakapera. Saka hurumende yakafokasa kuti iyo zvino ichinjinure mtemo uyo uri kunetsa uyo wakaendera kumadare nemaemployers nesu vashandi. Saka mameetings ese aiitwa kuTNF anga akanangana nekureforma Labour Act.
Pane chiri kubuda here?
Pane zviri kubuda, pane zvimwe zviri kuramba. Tingati pane maprinciples kana kuti zvikamu zvatinoti izvi tingangoshanda nazvo. Zvimwe zvacho zvinosanganisa mutemo unotaura nezvekuti vashandi vanoretrenchwa sei, vanobhadhara sei mapackages. Inyaya ichiri mudariro, hapana kuwirirana ipapo, tiri kuona zvakasiyana. Maemployers ari kuinsista kuti mutemo wakaiswa gore rakapera ngaushande wakadaro, isisi hatisi kuwirira nawo.
Munyori mukuru weZCTU vaJafet Moyo vari parunare muHarare. Mutauriri wesangano revakarwa hondo reZimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association vaDouglas Mahia vanoti bato reZANU PF harikwanise kuvadzivirira kumirira zvido zvevakarwa hondo vakavasarudza nekuti kudaro kutyora bumbiro remitemo. Izvi zvinotevera kudzingwa kwevakuru vesangano iri mubato reZANU PF mushure mekunge vanyora gwaro vachiti vainge vagura muchato nemutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vachivapomera mhosva yekutadza kutonga. Kuti tinzwe zvizhinji tabata vaMahia.
Tichabvunza vemutemo, we will also consult the law.
kana paine munhu achada kuti aite izvo kutaura kwandiri kuita pari zvino chaka tine zvatakaita zvine chekuita nenyaya dzemutemo wokuti anenge asumuka achiita izvozvo nokuti takambobvunza vemutemo pekutanga vakaudzwa kuti havana mvumo kuita zvinhu muungano yevakarwa hondo yechimurenga iyi patiurira vanhu vakafanana nana Chimene nana Chinotimba nevamwe vakadaro hapana zvavanokwanisa kuita nokuti nyaya dzokusatarira mutemo nokuuchengetedza nokupa respect yaunodiwa iyoyo ndinofungidzira kuti havasi kugona kuzviita izvozvo this time nokuti tataurira vematare ende havazviiti nokuti vakaita izvozvo ndofunga vane vakanganisawo vemutemo havangaramba vakanyarara
ko kuzodyidzana kwenyu imimi sangano renyu nehurumende kuti vakarwa hondo vakwanise kuwana zvavakavimbiswa nehurumende asi nekuti hatinyanyione mutsauko uri pakati pehurumende nezanupf pane dzimwe nguva mataurirwo azvinenge zvichiitwa nehurumende munoona here muchikwanisa kunyatsomirira zvido zvevakarwa hondo
tinomirira zvido zvevakarwa hondo nekuti isusu tinora pane an act of parliament yakaitwa isiri yokuti munhu anoita zvinhu nokuti anoda here kana kuti haadi asi kuti anototeedzera mutemo kana varega tobvunzawo vemutemo kuti dai mutemo uyu hautitenderiwo here kuti ndiwane zvakadai nezvakadai sezvazvinotaurwa inini ndinofanira kuregera kuzviwana nezvikonzero zvinoti kudii ava zvavati handichakwanisi kuti ndinge ndichifanira kuwana izvozvo nekuda kwezvikonzero zvavainazvo vabvunzei kuti zvikonzero zvavainazvo zvinoita kuti ndirege kuwana zvandofanira kuwana sezvinotaurwa nemutemo zvii
mutauriri wesangano reZimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association vaDouglas Mahia vari parunare muHarare. Muchirongwa chatinotaura nevari kumaruva nhasi tiri kuchakohwa kuchipinge uko tiri kuita hurukuro namaitendai Chigumbeza. Tatanga nekuvabvunza kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei munyaya dzechikafu munharaunda yavo.
Nyaya yechikafu iri kutonetsa, vanhu varikutofa nenzara, kutorarama nemauyu chaiwo.
Hapanawo chikafu chiri kuunzwa here nehurumende, iri kuti kudii?
Chikafu chikauya chimwe yacho hatitombochioniba.
Chikonzero chei?
Chikonzero ndechekuti nezvematongerwo enyika, saka vanongwarudoti havo MDC hapana chavo.
Makambotaura here nemumiriri wedare reparamende munharaunda yenyu kuti ndo zviri kuitika?
Hatisatiba.
Saka imi mune mhuri yakakura zvakadii?
Ini ndine vana 5.
Ko baba vanoshanda here?
Hatishandi, tese takandogara paumba.
Saka mati vanhu vanorarama nemauyu, munenge muchinoatora kupi uye munoadya muchiita zvekuita sei?
Tee tichitotora kana kutobikawo kana mahewu kuti vagadzira mahewu. Tee tichitofambawo kwaanoenda kotsvagwa, tichitoenda kotsvagawo.
Kure zvakadii?
Kamufambo karipo pamwe panotoita 2 hours kuti tisvike ikoko kune mauyu kwacho.
Anowanikwa here kana kuti awandirwawo nevanhu?
Iyo zvaawandirwa nemhuka nematiro, saka aata mashoma.
Ko muri kumboitawo here zvemagadheni?
Zvemagadheni tiri kuita, asi izvozvi zvapana kana chirumbofamba, kana kudai unyari nemuriwo wacho hausi kutombotengwa. Saka tinotombokwatisa muriwo, totomboya muriwo kana zvinhu zvacho zvisina kutomira muti.
Munharaunda yenyu kuri kuti mvura yanayawo zvakanaka, zvii zvamunorima?
Tinorima zvakawanda, kana madomasi, kana chii, kana kana mafunde tinorima.
Munozonozvitengesera kupi?
Taita kutokwirawo mabhazi tichienda kotengeserawo kwaita kumagrowth point.
Ndeipi growth point iri pedyo nemi?
Padhuze nesu totoendawo kubechinaf.
Asi iko zvino hakuna chinotengwawo?
Iyo zvizvi hapana, kana dhora rinonetsa.
Avo vanga vari mugari wekuchakohwa kuchipinge amai Tendai Chigumbeza vari parunhare kuchipinge kwakare.
Ndafadza masista, ndafadza munhu wese masvita. Doro tadira pasi, ndafadza vari pasi, ndafadza kana ma-ancestors. Waya, waya.
Inini ndinoitwa Shiltoman, a.k.a. Romeo Anthony the Dancer, Fada. Makaterera Studio 7. Waya, waya. Muza, waya,
waya. Iko zvino yasvika nguva yekuti tichimboenda kuchirongwa chinotarisa zviri kuitika muupenyu hwevanhukadzi chatinopakurirwa naMarvelous Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7.
Ndino
kuchingamidzai nemufaro vateereri muchirongwa chenyu chinotarisa zvinosangana nevanhukadzi muupenyu. Chirongwa ichi munochipakurirwa neni Marvelous Muhlanganya huye ndiri muWashington. Nhasi taita rombo rakanaka kunge tiine hurukuro namuzvare Rumbidzai Nzenza vanogara ivo muno muAmerica kuNorth Carolina. Muzvare Nzenza mumwe wemadzimai vakange vari pakuratidzira kwakaitwa imo muno muWashington mavhiki apfuura. Tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu muzvare Nzenza.
Aiwa maita henyu, ndafara kutaura nemi.
Muzvare Nzenza, tinoona kuti imi muri mumwe wemadzimai akange ari iko kuno kuWashington apo pakaitwa ipo kuratidzira mavhiki apfuura. Zvii zvakaita kuti mufunge imi kuti munge muri pakuratidzira uku?
Zviri kuitika kuZimbabwe zvinhu zvinorwadza. Handinzwe kuti ndiri lucky kuti ndiri kuno. Ndinofeela guilt kuti ndiri kuno. Handisi kune vamwe vangu kumusha kwokuti ndingadai ndiri kufambawo navo ndichidemonstrata nevamwe. Asi I know kuti ndiri kuno, ndinokwanisa kuita nepandinogonawo kuvaratidza kuti ndinemi mukutambudzika kwamuriita.
Imi semunhu wechidzimai, zvakakosha sei kuti madzimai awanikwewo achibatana nevamwe panyaya idzodzi dzezvematongerwo enyika nezvekuratidzira nezvimwe zvakadaro?
Semudzimai, chipati changu chandingaplaya ndechekudzidzisa vana mayouth ekumusha kwedu kuZimbabwe kuti munofanirwa kuexercisa your freedom of speech, nekuti it's your right kuzvarwa kwenyu muinacho makapa unozvarwa wakapfumbatira. Those are some of the things that wakapfumbatira, freedom of speech. Munofanirwa kuziva kuti munhu wese anofanirwa kuzviexpressa a true feeling aanonzwa. Ndikuti tifambire mberi nyika inge ichibudirira mangwana, vanotanga kudzidziswa nemi zvinonzi charity begins at home. So madzimai, kudzidzisa vana vedu kutaura chokwadi zvinotanga nesu madzimai.
Takaona pamakauya iko kuno kuWashington makauya nevana venyu, uyezve vana venyu vaitenge vakapakatawo mireza yavo vachiratidza ivo kuti vanga vari kunzwisisa zvanga zviri kuitika pakuratidza uku. Vana ava vakazvarirwa muno, makakwanisa sei kuti muvawanikwe muchivapa rudo rwekuziva zvinoitika kuZimbabwe?
Vana vangu ndinotaura navo mazuva ese. Tese pandinoenda kunotumira mari kumusha, ndinovaratidza kuti onai vanangu. Mai vanoenda kubasa, ndinobhadhara mabhiri munoumba nababa venyu. Asi hatikanganwi, mama vanobva kuAfrica kuZimbabwe kwatanga tiri muna December naJanuary. Kunoziva kuti vanhu variko vanotambura, asi hazvirevi kuti vane usimbe havadi kuenda kupasa. Vanoda kuenda kupasa asi havana opportunity seyatinayo iti kuno. So tofanirwa kuziva kuti tinobva mai kumusha kuna mbuya, kuna ana mai nini, kuna ana sekuru vanodawo kuchengetwa.
Tombodzokera zvedu pamabasa amunoita imi semudzimai, munoita basa rei?
Ini ndinoita basa rekushanda mupharmaceutical manufacturing industries. Ndinoshanda nemakambanizi mazhinji anenge ari in trouble nemaregulatory agencies emuno FDA. Ini ndinoenda ndichinodzidzisa makambanizi aya kuti pamakanganisa apa topagadzirisa sei.
Muri kuzvigona sei kuti uku muri kuita zvebasa repamusoro uyezve muri kuchengetedza mhuri yenyu, murume nevana?
Shungu, shungu. Hama dzangu ndoziva kuti kwatakabva kumusha ukure, ndikaona kutambura kuriita hama dzangu kumusha. Ini ndofunga kuti vana vangu vari pano vana baba, ende ndogona kutsvaga rubatsiro kuti vana vangu vabatsirwe kuenda mumakuseni baba vacho vasanyanye kuitawo stress. So ndikaona kutambura kunoita hama dzangu kumusha ndozvinondipa shungu.
Aiwa, nguva yedu ndiyo yaita shanje. Ndinokutendai muzvare Rumbidzai Nzenza kunge manga muinesu pano pachirongwa chedu.
Aiwa, maita zvenyu, mandipa nguva yekutaura nemi, nditaurawo
Zimbabwe. Chirongwa ichi munochipakurirwa neni Marvelous Muhlanganya huye ndiri muWashington.
Aiwa, tinotenda Marvelous. Iko zvino yasvika nguva yekuti tichienda kuna Jonga Kandemiri achitipa chirongwa upenyu hwedu.
Ndinokutambirai nemufaro muchirongwa chedu upenyu hwedu, umo tinotarisa zvatinosangana nazvo muupenyu. Anemi muchirongwa ndini wenyu Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC. E, Nasi tiri kutarisa kukwira kwenye zikuratidzira. Kwa wakili tukwa anevana we Zimbabwe, wachinyonyuta ne kwa wanoti kukundikana kwa urumende ya vamukabe kutonga, izosho ita kuti wakawanda watambure munyika. Murukuru edu, tine muongorori weze matongeru we nyika vafarai Maguhu. Tulo gamchira ene mufaro pa Studio 7 wa Maguhu.
Ndinotenda.
Vamagu, nasi tatitimbo tarisa shanduko irikuitika mwenyeka. Nyaya zekura tizira izi. Chicha munga tarisa weimi, se mungongororo weshi matongeru wenyika. Pamsoro pe nyaya zekura tizira.
Chika tarisa kuruku vanyika edu, tunaona kuti inyika yanga ine vanu. Wanga wa sinei nesho matongeru wenyika. Wanga waka zinyararira. Cherosha ingo itukwa ne urumende wa ingo gamuchira. Asi iko zvinezvi, tirikuona kuti zviri kuramba zvichitowedzera kuti veruzhinji vakuti aiwa kutambudzika kwedu kwanyanya. Havachatya kupinda mumigwagwa, havachiratidzira, havachatya kunyora zvavanonyora pamafacebook, havachatya kuratidzira mumavhidhiyo vachitaura kuti hurumende yavamugabe yakundikana. Saka ndinofunga kuti kutambudzika kwaita vanhu kwekuti vanhu vaakuzvibvunza kuti kusiri kufande kupi.
Tinoona kuti mune dzimwe nyika kuratidzira ikoku kwaizosvika pakushandura kana hurumende kana kuitisa hondo. Tingatarisira here kuti zvingasvikawo kwakadaro muZimbabwe nemaitiro azvakuita?
Zvinonetsa kuti tinyatse kuongorora kuti zvichasvika papi kuratidzira kuri kuita vanhu. Asi pane mamwe mafactors ari kuratidza kuti ndokuguma kwehurumende yavamugabe kwaakuitika uku. Nechikonzero chekuti, first of all, vanhu vari kuita zvavari kuita izvi nekuda kwenhamo. Chepiri, hurumende iripo ihurumende ine utsinyi, haigone kunzwira vanhu tsitsi, havakwanisi kushanduka kuti varerutsire kutambudzika kuri kuita vanhu. Chetatu, ihurumende yakarwisana nenyika dzese pasi rese. Saka hapana kwavachakwanisa kunokumbira rubatsiro, even China chayo yakagumbuka nekuda kwekumiswa kwakaitwa makambani ayo Anjin nejinani kuchera madiamonds kwamarange. Saka China is no longer our friend. Saka ihurumende ine humbimbi ndoga yakazvimirira yoga isingadzoke kumashure pane zvainenge yataura. Saka tiri kuona kuti zviri kuitikwa zvekare mubato rezanu PF rekuti ikwe zvinezvi ya Big Brother show yekuti angorima evictions every week. Vanhu ivavo vari kuevictwa from ZANU PF vari kuwedzera hondo yevanhu vari kuti hurumende yakundikana hatichaida. Saka zvikaramba zvichidaro, pachasvika point yekuti kunyange masoja acho nekuti haasi kubhadharwa, mapurisa acho anongogarawo munyika yatiri kugarawo isusu. Vari kutambudzikawo sekutambudzika kuri kuita ani naani zvake. Vachasvikawo papoint yekuzvibvunza kuti ko tinombovaroverei kuvanhu ava. Saka hakusi kure maningi kuti Zimbabwe isvike papoint yekuti hurumende ichatadza kukontrola vanhu. Cherekati mapurisa rovai masoja pfurai vanhu ava vacharamba nekuti naivo vari kudawo kurarama munyika yakanaka. Naivo vanowo vana vari kuda kuti vadzidze munyika yakanaka. Saka handioni sekuti zvinhu izvi zvichamira nekukurumidza. Ndinoona sekuti dai vamugabe nemaminista avo vari vanhu vakachenjera, yanga iri nguva yekuti vachitange kupedzeredza kuvaka dzimba dzavari kuvaka kunana Dubai ikoko kuitira kuti kana zvaanyatsa kupisa chaiko chaiko vabude munyika murunyararo, vanhu vokwanisa kuita reclaim their country back.
Manga makateerera kune vanoongorora zvematongerwo enyika vaFarai Maguhu muchirongwa chedu upenyu hwedu, umotinotarisa zvatinosangana nazvo muupenyu. Anokunzirai chirongwa ichi semazuva ose ndini wenyu Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC. Ndokusiyai moka Blessing Zulu.
Aiwa, tinotenda Jonga. Munhau dzedu dzemitambo, tombotarisa mitambo yeCastle Premier Soccer League iriko mangwana. Triangle United ichatamba neHighlanders kuGibbo Stadium. Haumain ichatamba neHarare City kuLuveve Stadium. Border Strikers ichitamba neDynamos kuTiluvadzimu. Koti Mutare City Rovers ichitamba neCholocho kuSakubva. Sezvo nguva yedu yapera, regai timbotarisa misoro inawo zvakare. Vashandi nevashandirwi vozeya mutemo wevashandi asi paine ropa rakaipa. Sangano revakarwa hondo reZimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association rinotarisa kuzomanikidzwa kudyidzana neZANU PF. Tabva tasvika kumagume echirongwa chedu chanhasi anokoneka nemufaro ndini wenyu Blessing Zulu ndokusiyai mina Gibbs Dube munhau dzechirungu.
Thanks, Blessing Zulu. Good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Saturday, August 6th, 2016. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Gibbs Dube. Here are our top stories this evening. As Zimbabwe continues to seek the removal of President Robert Mugabe from office, even if his original court papers disappeared in the Constitutional Court.
What we have done now is find lawyers and then we are asking them to try and see if they can push the sheriff by giving them a third set of papers to see if those papers will be filed.
Mandela Washington fellows return home, promising to use some of the skills acquired in America. And as usual, we'll focus on issues affecting women. Stay tuned. As Zimbabwe continues to seek the removal of President Robert Mugabe from office, even if his original court papers disappeared in the Constitutional Court, Tinomuta Ishe Chinyoka says he has hired lawyers in Zimbabwe to work on the case filed early this year, seeking Parliament to make a finding that the president is now too old to run Zimbabwe. Tachamuka says Chikile campaign filed a similar case yesterday. Chinyoka tells Studio 7 they are pushing ahead with the court case.
We are still waiting on the sheriff to tell us what's happening with the application. We were told about 2 months after we had sent the papers to them that the papers were missing. We made photocopies, gave the sheriff to serve. We have been checking since then, and we continue to be told either that the papers cannot be seen or that they have been taken out to go and be served or that nobody knows what has happened. So, you know, your guess is as good as mine.
You are a legal practitioner. Do you think your case has got some kind of merit when you look at the laws of Zimbabwe?
Section 97 of the Constitution is very clear that Parliament has the power to impeach the President if there is any reason to believe that he is medically or physically unfit for office. What our application is asking for is for the court to compel Parliament to act. Now, we have put forward enough, in our view, evidence to suggest that there are reasonable grounds to believe that his health is in question. So on that basis, I think that our application has merit. The question of whether or not Parliament would actually then impeach him, that's a different question. The point of the application is to compel Parliament to act in terms of the Constitution. And on that score, I think that our application is a lot of merit.
But there are some legal minds dismissing your move, saying that he does not have any legal leg. What do you say about that?
The fact that other people are also filing similar applications, as you can see now with Tajamuka doing the same, is because there are many other legal minds that agree with us. And also, you should always remember, many times people have taken applications to the Supreme Court or the Constitutional Court on points of the Constitution, including those legal minds, and they have not always been successful. So when they did that, they thought that they were right, but the court either proved that they were not, or, you know, for some other reason, the applications were not successful. So I wouldn't judge the merits or otherwise of the application on the basis of what, somebody who has not read the papers thinks about those papers. I would wait until the judges of the Supreme Court have ruled. Then we look at the reasons they give to see whether or not they have ruled in terms of the law or in terms of some other outside influence.
And so what is the way forward for your case?
What I've done now is to look for a firm of lawyers to actually represent us. The process has not been easy because not many lawyers have been willing to be brave enough to be seen to be behind such an application. Well, at least not the ones we have approached anyway. I wouldn't want to speak for the ones we haven't spoken to. What we have done now is find lawyers and then we are asking them to try and see if they can push the sheriff to, you know, by giving them a third set of papers to see if those papers will be filed. So we are definitely pursuing the application.
That was Tinomu Daishe Chinyoka, a Zimbabwean living in Britain, speaking with Studio 7. Mandela Washington Fellows return home promising to use some of the skills acquired in America and to fully utilize awarded grants. Reporter Jonas Ojani has more details.
Mandela Fellow Kudzai Sakajena, a young woman who is a success coach and works with universities and colleges in Zimbabwe, is happy about getting a USADF grant. She says she has plans to start a creative innovation hub for girls and women to become more techni-savvy.
I'm a life coach and I also offer entrepreneurship education for high school students, mainly because our education system is giving academics, but now it's more enterprise. So I go into high schools, mainly government schools, and teach them about opportunities in enterprise. I won the USADF grant to start up an innovation hub for girls. So by January 2017, we'll open the first creative innovation hub for women, young between the ages of 21 to 39 in Zimbabwe.
Another Mandela fellow, Tafadzwa Mukondo, who has a distributing company for her parenting magazine, says she was encouraged by President Barack Obama's remarks to do well in her life.
What caught me was how he said his family grounds him. One of the fellows asked how he manages to balance personal life and his political life, and he said it's nice that his family keeps him in perspective, so he's able to separate the two and realize he's still a father, he's still a husband. So that touched me, especially being a mother. You want to know that you're able to balance, and when you're seeing a leader so great being able to balance, it's inspiring and it tells you that it can be done. I think the fact that we as African leaders are the ones who should make the change. As much as we turn to the West for assistance, the fact that they brought us here was to be able to say we're working together with them. There's only so much that they can do. But bringing us here, it means they're looking for us to partner with us in our countries to say we can help make the change. They're coming as an outsider into our country. We're the insider to give them the insight to say this is what we think we should change.
Rape and gender-based violence human rights lawyer Tariro Tandi says she's committed to making some positive change in her community following the completion of the YALI program.
One of the greatest things that I learned is that President Barack Obama said it's not what you want to be, but what you're going to do that matters in life. And I think it came at a momentous time in my life where I was reflecting and saying, you know, do I still have a life or a career in Zimbabwe, looking at what is currently going on, unemployment rates and everything else that's going on in Zimbabwe. But then I reflected and said, at the end of the day, it is what gives you rest and sleep at night, what really matters. And that's why I just say to myself, I've committed that this is what I want to do. This is, you know, I'm committing to making a change in people's lives, especially women and children, and that means going in, you know, like going all in completely and giving everything that I have, regardless of the circumstances and the environment or the extenuating circumstances that I find myself in.
Patrick Miller, who was placed at Kansas State, says he believes that arts is a tool to transform lives in his community.
I'm going to be mostly focused on the creative arts because I'm an artist, so I'm going to stay in my field to be able to do the civic engagement. And from what I got here, which I think is really relevant for my context in Zimbabwe, is to create artists who are not only entertainers, but artists who are leaders, artists who have opinions, artists who want to give back to their community, not just be on a stage and make people have a good time, but at least get into the community and do some work in the community as an artist. So that is what I'm taking back, and I'm hoping to inspire other young artists to do more than just being on a stage.
He agrees with President Obama's remarks that people have solutions to their problems.
My highlight was pretty much his focus on youth development and him reiterating the fact that the answers to countries' problems are with the people, not outside forces. So for me, I totally agreed with that to say, yes, the answers to what my nation is going through is with us, the people who live there, who know what's going on the ground.
Some of the young African leaders, including some Zimbabweans, will remain in the USA, where they will be attached to various institutions. Reporting for Studio 7 in Washington, D.C., this is Chione Sojani.
You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. We are broadcasting on 909 meter wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies.
Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry hosted the sixth round of the U.S.-Colombia High-Level Partnership Dialogue August 1st. Through these dialogues, the United States and Colombia have strengthened their cooperation as Colombia prepares to end the longest-running civil conflict in the world. Under President Barack Obama's Peace Colombia plan, the United States has developed a strategy that will support the Colombian government's efforts to provide security, strengthen the rule of law, protect human rights, and generate economic opportunities in areas that have been most negatively affected by the conflict with the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC. It is going to be crucial that those who have been victimized by the violence have a means of redress, said Secretary Kerry, and an assurance that those most responsible for abuses will be held accountable. At the same time, the United States and its partner Norway have launched the Global Demining Initiative for Colombia to help Colombia rid itself of landmines within 5 years. Last year in Colombia, 222 people, including 27 children, were killed or injured by landmines, a toll that is higher than any country in the world except Afghanistan. Education was also a topic of discussion at the high-level dialogue. Colombia now ranks second in the Western Hemisphere as grant winners for the 100,000 Strong in the Americas Innovation Fund grants. Finally, the dialogue covered the subjects of democracy and good governance. The United States welcomes the steps that Colombia is taking to ensure that women are able to participate fully in economic and political life and to defend and expand human rights and the role of civil society. We continue to count on Colombia's partnership in defending human rights at the Organization of American States and the United Nations, said Secretary Kerry. The United States welcomes the opportunity to work with Colombia to ensure that peace is finally achieved and prosperity and security are shared by all Colombians.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
And as usual, it's now time for the Women's Forum.
Welcome to the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Tonight, we're gladly joined by Rumbidza Nzenza, a Zimbabwean consultant who's based in North Carolina, who traveled to Washington, D.C. for the protest that happened in the past week. Welcome to the Women's Forum, Ms. Nzenza. We saw that you were actively participating at some protests held here in Washington, D.C. What prompted you to come all the way from North Carolina to join in the protests?
The reason I came to D.C. for the protests, I felt compelled to come and support my fellow Zimbabweans at home. What's happening at home is really heartbreaking. I still have relatives at home. I've been gone out of Zimbabwe for 15 years, but I'm still Zimbabwean. My hope and my wish is to someday go back home. And I want to go back to the Zimbabwe I left years back when I graduated from high school. That Zimbabwe does not exist anymore. I strongly feel that we no longer have the leadership and we need a change. I strongly feel that, you know, Zimbabweans, we are in a different era. We need a change.
But can we see that change coming soon? And what role do you see women playing in this change that you feel is needed in Zimbabwe?
We can continue to support each other, to support our fellow Zimbabweans at home, to teach our youth that do not be intimidated, do not be afraid. So us as women, we play a very important role in raising and teaching our youth that you are the future of Zimbabwe. And if you feel intimidated, if you feel scared, it is okay, but you need to talk about it, you need to discuss about it, and we need to encourage our kids that You can stand up for what you believe in, and no one should tell you you cannot speak up. It is not right. It's not fair. If anybody tells you to not speak up, it means they have something to hide, and you do not want to be associated with people like that.
And also, I saw at the protest that you are raising a family. Your children were born here in the United States, but some of them had Shona names. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, yes. All my kids have Shona names. Even my daughter, her name is Savannah. And Savannah, that name comes from Africa, the savannas of Africa. And the meaning means full of life, dynamic. And the second name is Mundiwa. And my second one is Kurai and Samuda. So that is my connection to my roots, to where I come from. And my kids' names, they know what they mean. They've got posters in their room. And I want them to know what those names mean. The middle child is Kurai because he was born a preemie. So I tell him, your name is Kurai Nashe in full because you were only a pound when you were born. And my wish was for you to grow up and be a strong guy. And also with the Lord's power, everything is possible. And you are here because the Lord wanted you to be here.
And also I saw them carrying their Zimbabwean flags and also actively participating in the demonstration itself. What had you told them prior to them coming and, you know, showing up as Zimbabweans born in America?
So before we came, I don't work from North Carolina. I actually work from another state. I am a consultant. So I try and keep my kids updated about what's happening in Zimbabwe. We were in Zimbabwe in December, in January of this year. And when I came home, I asked them, I said, guys, I know it's late. Mommy just got home, but I want you to be prepared. We're going to DC to protest. And my middle child says, to protest? Why? I said, we were in Zimbabwe a few months ago. Tell me what you saw and what you think could be improved to make Zimbabwe better, like here in North Carolina. And the baby says, Mommy, me, can I go first? I said, you go first. He said, the roads, Mommy, the roads. The roads were bad. Those bumpy roads, those potholes, they are terrible. And I said, yes, what else? He said, the water. You told us not to brush with the faucet water, and we could not drink the faucet water. I said, yes, why do you think that? He says, oh, there's a shortage of water in Zimbabwe. I said, no, it's not that there's a shortage of water. There is a drought, yes, but the government could do better. We don't have chemicals to treat our water. There's no running water. And also, one thing they noticed is a man showed up to say, we're going to turn off your water. And there was no water to turn off because we're not using the faucet water. We have a tank. So those are the things that I discuss with my kids every day. Say, you saw how people in Zimbabwe are suffering. You know, we have relatives in Zimbabwe. We have to send money for them. They are paying for the water that does not run. So whether the water is there or not, you still have to pay a bill.
Time is not on our side. Thank you very much, Ms. Rumbidza Nzenza, for having been our guest here on the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye.
Thanks very much, Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye. We hope you are going to have a lovely weekend. Music of Wizkid coming to you from the Voice of America in Washington. Now a quick recap of our top stories. As Zimbabwean continues to seek the removal of President Robert Mugabe from office, even if his original court papers disappeared in the Constitutional Court. And Mandela Washington fellows return home, promising to use some of the skills acquired in America. That's our broadcast this evening. Now stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele with Chris Gande. This is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C., wishing you a pleasant evening and a very good night.
Siyabonga Kip Stube. Siyalambulela emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngomgqibelo mhla ka 6 ngwabakazi 2016. Silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Lingalichona njani izulukandaba olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu nguChris Gande endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Lamhla sizalethulela amalungiselelo okutshengisela kokungacaphi umngcele yeZimbabwe okuqala ngomvulo.
Ukutshengisela lokhu kuzoba khona until i-government ilokuza umthetho lowo asawufuni vele kuntu baabolishe umthetho lowo asiwufuni ngoba i-ambushi basenze i-ambushi.
Abalwa impi yenkululeko bathini ngokunanza ikhefu likazibuse?
Abantu bebotswa ama wo veterans bebotswa, which is so crude and unthinkable. But the only ones in ukuthi isinto zeZimbabwe uhamba kwazo asithabi into esizibonayo.
Impumela yokhetho lweSouth Africa olwezabelo lutshengisani? Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Inhlanganiso ezimbalwa ezibalisa itajamu kasesijikile hashtag this flag le International Cross Border Association ziphakathi kwamalungiselelo okutshengisela kokukhuthaza osomabhizimusi loZulu mathupha ukuthi engacaphi umngcele weZimbabwe. Sixoxele sikhulumeli senhlanganiso ye-International Cross Border Association umnumzana Dennis Juru ukuze sizwe okunengi ngalokhu kutshengisela.
Asesigabeni esaphezulu kodwa thina asitsho ukuthi sifuna ukuvala i-border but kuzobe kungela ama-activities, ama-commercial activities e-border.
Ungachasisa nje ngamafitshane ukuthi nxa usithi kuyaba kungela ama-commercial activities liyaba lisitsho?
Sitsho ukuthi kuyaba kungela abantu abadlulayo ngempahla e-business.
Lokhu kutsho ukuthi umuntu engazidlulela nxa kuyukuthi ube siyathenga impuphu yake kumbe ijukela lakhe?
Ngazihlulela kodwa sicela ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe babambane sihlabe lengoma yinye. Ma umunye wakho ele problem lawe ungenele ngoba kusasa nguwe, so sicela ukuthi amaZimbabwe wonke azame ukubambana la abathengayo lokuthengisa bomama bethu bomagogo ngoba yibo abathengiselayo ngendaba yokuthathwa kwempahla yabo ngegovernment.
Manje lifuna ukuthi kutshengisela lokhu kuthathe amalanga amangaki?
Ukuthengisela lokhu kuzoba khona until i-government ilokuza umthetho lowo asawufuni vele, sifuna ukuthi baabolishe umthetho lowo asiwufuni ngoba i-ambushi basenze i-ambushi singawazi ukuthi kulo mthetho obafuna ukuthi ube khona. So sizofuna ukuthi i-government ikukhiphe umthetho wangukhona asiwufuni vele, so bengawukhiphanga sizobe lokhu sithengisela.
Sizwa kuthiwa selike laxoxisana labamakhombi labamabhasi, likuhambise njani lo?
Sikhulumile labamabhasi lamakhombi labo bathi indaba le iyababamba kakhulu ngoba akusela umuntu obuyayo, akusela umuntu ogadayo amakhombi, akusela umuntu ogadayo amabhasi. Sokungena abantu labana abahamba emfeni, abantu abahambayo kuzinto nje ezokuthi uyabe umuntu ezihambela ngebhatshi lakhe, ezihambela nge-briefcase ne-laptop yakhe, akula lokwana okwakudala ukuthi abantu baye bethenga bethengisa. So ama-customer abo yibona labana abantu abathengayo besiyothengisa.
Sizwa njalo kuthiwa uhulumende uthi ufuna ukwengezelela ezinye njalo impahla ezingasoze zivunyelwe ukuthi zingene elizweni, kuhamba njani la?
Uthe kule list ebuyileyo from EC that I ngoba amanye amakhampani athi why lifake i-list yabanye abantu lingafakanga okwethu nathi sinayo capacity yokuthi silungise lezi zinto ekhaya eZimbabwe.
Hello ke ngumnumzana Dennis Juru isikhulumeli senhlanganiso ye International Cross Borders Association obekhuluma ecingweni le Studio 7 ese Johannesburg kwele South Africa. Ilizwe liphakathi kwekhefu lokunanza amaqhawe awalwa impi yenkululeko kulokufuthelana kubangelwa ngumumo ezombusazwe. Kuthi bona abamele benanzwe ngelanga leli abalwa impi yenkululeko bathi kabasoze baphatheke ekunanzeni leli langa kulandela ukubotshwa kwenkokheli yabo lokuxotshwa kwenye ebandleni. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxe lomunye wabalwa impi yenkululeko umnumzana Rugare Gumbo.
Celebration inhle kakhulu njengamaqhawe lweli lizwe lelo sibona njengani kuqhathakile ukuthi abantu ba celebrate Heroes Day futhi abantu zama ukubona ama sacrifices ayenzwa ngabantu abaningi bafa abasempini and sibona njengani it's good ukuthi siba we think about them, about their deeds, their contribution, the patriotism ever change size. Kodwa okuthupa ukuthi kona celebrate ama kawela wayeselawo abantu bebothwa ama veterans bebothwa which is so crude and unthinkable but nje uliwazi ukuthi into zeZimbabwe ihamba kwazo asithabi nje into esizibonayo ezokuthi abantu bazabothwa bazaratswa bazaintimidatewa and so on and so on. So I see into enhle kakhulu particularly ngibona ukuthi siya kuma Hero celebration ukuthi postponed into le until ama celebration but ungenani abantu bameli ba celebrate ukuthi kulabantu abasile empini yadlulayo.
Manje ngokubona kwenu libona ngani uZulu kulungile yini ukuthi ayebuthana kona le Heroes Acre lapho esayisizwe kungani yiko kuthethiswayo njalo abantu?
Hayi akulandaba, hayi bangahamba akulandaba, iyabe democratic rights yabo ukuthi bahambe but as I say we are really concerned ukuthi abantu abakweli lizwe leli bazayumiliatewa in the way that these people are doing, so it's not good but yekelani uZulu mangela efuna ukuhamba kahamba so zithi bayekele ukuhamba.
Alo ke ngumnumzana Rugare Gumbo ongomunye wabalwa impi yenkululeko ubekhuluma ecingweni le Studio 7 eseHarare. Ibandla elibusayo kwele South Africa ele ANC linqotshwe kuzabelo ezimbalwa kukhetho olwenziwe kuyona le iviki. Impumela yalolukhetho ingabe itshengisani? Ukuze sizwe impendulo sixoxele ngcwethi kwezombusazwe umnumzana Zenzo Nkomo.
Kunjalo khona eqinisweni Gandhi kodwa ke noma ningenzanga njengoba nadi kulindelwe kukhulu elibuzuzile iqembu le-EFF ngoba kukhanya ungathi lizolala isithathu. Uma lilala isithathu njengeqembu elisha eliqalayo nje nga ukungenela lolu khetho ngibona ungathi mina lizuze kakhulu. Ngoba lapha sinamaqembu amadala o-IFP, o-UDM, o-SADP, even ne-COPU imbala, o-PAC, o-AZAPU. Bonke laba bantu kukhanya i-EFF baqumbe phansi ngokuzuza ekuzuzile. Kanti futhi uma sibuka la ikhanya i-EFF iliqembu. Amaqembu la makhulu amabili okuyi-ANC ne-DA abangabheka kilo ekuthenini babambisane ukuphatha abanye omasipala. Ngalokho ke kuzolenza kube liqembu elizuze kakhulu.
Singathi ninxa sikhangele lona ibandla elibusayo le-ANC ukuthi kungatshengisani impumela leyi nxa sikhangela ukhetho oluzayo olukamongameli.
Ake ngiqale nje lapha babugandi ukuthi indawo lapho i-ANC ekhanye ilimele khona kakhulu zindawo lapho akade kukhona ingxabano yangaphakathi eqenjini okwenze uma ngingithanda ukubheka kwaba yileyo mbangela enkulu kakhulu eyenze ukuthi iqembu lingazuzi njengalokho akade kulindelekile. Uma ngabe kuwukuthi kungaqhubeka lingakulungisanga lokho iqembu lika-ANC kukhetho oluzayo olukhulu, sibona ungathi ingahamba ilimale ingazuzi njengobani kulindelekile njengasemihleni, ngoba phela sizakhumbula ukuthi iqembu le-EFF lihlephule kakhulu kwi-ANC, njalo iqembu elikhanya ungathi liyakhula ngesivinini esikhulu. Okuthi ke uma kungafika ukhetho olukhulu izinto zingalungiswanga ngendlela ngaphakathi eqenjini le-ANC, sibona ungathi kuzoba khona ukulima lokhulu kakhulu.
Alo ke ngumnumzana Zenzo Nkomo, ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe, ubekhuluma ecingweni le Studio 7 eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Lisibamba kumakakase aku 909 meter wave, laku shortwave 4930, 6065, laku 15460 kHz. Nilakho njalo ukusithola ebulenjini ku-internet kukheli ethi www.voandebele.com. Lingakhohlwa ukusithumela incwadi ye-email kukheli ethi studio7@voanews.com noba i-text message WhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 1-202-465-0318.
Okwamanje sengidedela emuva ngelitshiya ezandleni zikasithandekile Mhlanga esethulela uhlelo lwethu lwendaba zabesifazane.
Siyalamukela kuhlelo oluphathelane labesifazana lilami usithandekile Mhlanga. Namuhla sixoxa lonkosikazi Siboniso Moyo Ntandambula, isakhamuzi sika Ward 28 eLupane. Sike saxoxa lomamoyo ngomnyaka odluleyo esichasisela ngenhlelo abaziqhubayo esigabeni sakhe labanye abesifazana ezokuthenga lokuthengisa impahla abazikoda kwele South Africa. Obesithi uhlelo lolu luyaphumelela njalo inzuzo abayitholayo iyancedisa ukuthi bebhadalele abantwana imali yama-school fees lokunye okuningi okudingakalayo. Ziqhubeka njani inhlelo zenu?
Kulezi nsuku ebhoda kunzima ngoba impahla kade siziwoda zonezo imigani osepa vele ngathi into ezikhona lapha eZimbabwe abasavumi ukuthi zingene zivela out. So nxa sivela out bayazithatha into zangkhona izimra vele ihlithathe konke. So iluhluphe sesinjani esesihlangana lalo wenza iproject ethi ingasahambi kuthi.
Abebhoda bayalandela uluhlu loluyana ababelalo olwempahla okufanele zingene elizweni.
Uhlupho lwangkhona ikuthi khonaphana ngesikhathi kuyabe kusetsha bayabe besithi bona into lezi lina lihamba lisiyazithenga le libuye lizozithengisa ngangangapha ingaphi ilayisensi yangkhona. Njengobana eZimbabwe phela imigano ikhona, isepa ikhona, lina nxa libuya ngapha kwathi thina sifika sibe sesithengisa ngeprayisi ephansi, abezitolo kabasathengelwa ngendaba yethu. Kube sokusiphazamisa lapha ngoba le mali yangkhona yiyo esenelisa ukuthi sizame ukuthi sifundise ngayo abantwana bezikolo. So uhlupho lwemali aso lusihlupha kakhulu njengoba lonyaka futhi sibuyelile futhi endlaleni yona liyana esenze saze sayenza ama-project. Indlala yangkhona eyanyaka kukhanya ngani iphambili ukudlule umnyaka ophelileyo.
Kuyikuthi ebhoda kuyavunyelwa ukuthi lingenise ezinye impahla beliza kwenelisa njengoba kuthiwa le mali layo ivele iyasilela elizweni.
Imali iyasilela sibili kodwa kuloko kakade singena lathi lathi besenza ukuthi yona leyo encane esidobhayo siyihlanganise sibeke kahle yona imali sibili. Abantu sibili ababe bethenga ama-customers ayakhala sibili ngoba imali vele kayikho. Abantu bathwele nzima sibili, angikwazi lokuthi akuchasiseki vele lokuthwala nzima kwankhona ngoba khonapho kukuyaphi yona leyo angithi kuyabe kwangena abalu
ukuthwala abanye bedonsela emuva kathesi nabo baba abanengisa abaphuma imisebenzi kakusela imisebenzi imali yangikhona baphuma babe bengakhonani abantwana abaningi vele kabasafundi
kulo hlelo loluyana olwebhim olufundisa abantwana ezikolo
uhlelo lwebhini kuke lwakhathwa kuke lokhuza lwayesulwa kwasokuthi sokuthiwa ibhimu kakusela mali yiluhlupho elinye esike sahlangana lalo umntwana efakiwe intandane ezazifakiwe kubhimu usokuthiwe khona khona esikolo ibhimu kayisayenelisanga ukuthi njani ilethe imali imali manje khathesi sebeyifuna kumzali yena lowo mntwana okade ebhadalelwa yibhimu sokuthiwa imali kayivele emzalini umzali imali yangikhona kayikho ukuthi kuthiwa ayibhadale esikolo khona lapho so ngolunye uhlupho lwangikhona esihlangana lalo abantwana abangabhadalanga ezikolo kabaxotshwa kodwa futhi bona abayezikolo balohlelo lwabo lokuthi kuthiwa abazali kuthiwa kumangalelwa umzali umzali nguyomangalelwayo umntwana engaxotshwanga khonokuyana futhi kuyasihlukuluza lakho
ngokutshengisela okusemadolobheni abantu bekhonona ngomnotho welizwe lani liyafisa ukuthi kube le nguquko yini kwezombusazwe lezomnotho welizwe
sinathi siyafuna sikuthi kube lo tshintsho kukhona lokho ezomnotho welizwe ngoba ilizwe nxa lingasela mali akusaphileki phela nxa ungasela mali
liyathemba ukuthi ingaphumelela imikhankaso leyenziwa ngabanye emadolobheni
ye nayi ikhanya iyaphumelela sibili ngoba uyezwa sokulokunye okutshintshayo ukuthi hayi laphana kade kunje sokumiso kukhanya sibili kuyaphumelela sibili ukuthi nxa bengaqhubeka belokhu besenza njalo hhayi engingeke kuzaba ngcono
ye hayi sibongile ukuxoxa lani kuhlela
nami ngiyabonga mama lisale kahle
leyo balaleli bekuyingxoxo lonkosikazi Siboniso Moyo Ntandambula isakhamuzi seLupane kuward 28 sixoxelaye ekhonale eLupane thiyani indlebe ngomgqibelo ozayo lizwe ukuthi siliphatheleni okutsha lilami usithandekile Mhlanga ngikhonapha eWashington DC
siyabonga ke sithandekile ubelela ngelihle kwezemidlalo ngamafitshane lamhlanje ke siqale ngokukhangela imidlalo ezadlalwa kusasa endaweni ezitshiyeneyo ingeye-PSL i-Triangle izadlala le-Highlanders enkundleni yeGibo kuthi i-Haumine yona idibane le-Harare City enkundleni yeLuveve i-Border Strikers izadibana le-Dynamos eDulibazimu kuthi iMutare City yona izadlala le-Cholocho enkundleni yeSakuva eMutare kolunye udaba sixoxele sikhulumeli senhlanganiso yezifa uXolani Gwesela othi imidlalo yenguqu kuzigaba ezijeneyo ihamba kahle lunyaka
imidlalo ihamba kuhle kamnandi yakholiswa iteamu zethu zePremier Soccer League ziyadlala kuhle kuma-division ethu kwi-division 1 kuyadlalwa kuhle kuma-province kuyadlalwa kuhle kuma-regions kuyadlalwa kuhle kuma-district ziyagqikelela khona ngale kumnandi wabo kweleZimbabwe umdlalo wenguqu uhamba kuhle ekafanele kuma-Warriors sesisele le game eyodwa lapho zadlala khona le-Guini siyethemba ukuthi ziyanqoba i-Guini njengoba vele zisakhwalifaya abasethemba ukuthi izigini zayingcwabela khona ngale econacry ezizadlala khona legini umdlalo wenguqu uhamba kuthi eZimbabwe siyathaba siyajabula kakhulu siphakathi kwembeleko lomhlaba
siyasibone kweminye iminyaka kusiba lodubo lokubana amaqembu ayabe engadlalanga inguqu kugcine sokudlalwa amanye amabili amathathu phakathi kweviki angasilungu lakho abathi akuschedule
hayi lokho kungakhulunywa ngabe-PSL i-Premier Soccer League yibo ababona ngemidlalo yenguqu e-Premier Soccer League yibo abangakuxoxa ngakho lokho
alo ke nguXolani Gwesela isikhulumeli senhlanganiso yenguqu elizweni ezifa ubexoxa icingweni le-Studio 7 eseHarare hayi bakithi isikhathi asisavumi ukuba siqhubeke sisonke kodwa singakehlukani ke sikhangele inhloko zendaba zethu zalamhlanje sizwe amalungiselelo okutshengisela kokungacaphi imingcele yeZimbabwe ukuqala ngomvulo abalwa impi yenkululeko bathini bona ngokunanza ikhefu lelanga labo elabalwa impi yenkululeko impumela yokhetho lweSouth Africa olwezabelo lungali ingayitshengisani. Seludgiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo igama nguChris Gande lilayo.
You have been listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe in English, Shona and Ndebele. Tune in tomorrow at 17 hours UTC, 7 p.m. in Zimbabwe for the next edition of Studio 7.
Murari zvakanaka vateereri.
Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Lilale.